28 to 11, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. I'm very well also, and so is young driver Cody Rockenberger, who I thought we'd bring on air this morning to have a chat with her. She's a New South Wales girl through and through, but she's been spending a bit of time up in Queensland campaigning a team, and drove her first Metropolitan double at Albion Park last Saturday night. So, Cody, are you there online with us?
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Pretty exciting feat last Saturday night at Albion Park to get that Metropolitan double.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Were you expecting, you know, going into the meeting that you had some strong chances?
I never had a really good, like, chance with Elliot. The other one, I was just hoping he did everything right and he all put it together and got it.
Yeah, well, that other one is a horse called Milana Beach, and she paid about $5. And you actually own this mare, and she's won two races since she's been up in Queensland now. So you must be pretty thrilled with that.
Yeah, I'm wrapped in how she's gone. I was hoping she could at least win one, and she's won two, so being pretty happy.
Yeah, well, she's won in good times too. Her first win up there, she rated 153.5, and then on Saturday night, she went 154.2. So what are your plans with this mare?
Just to race a few more times up here. She's racing Saturday night, hopefully. And then, yeah, just head home and hope she can keep going.
Yeah, okay. And your other winner was Elier. And this mare, she was the favourite to win, and she's just been so consistent. She went back-to-back at Albion Park on Saturday night, and this season she's produced 8 wins, 10 placings and 27 starts. So you must be enjoying, you know, the experience to drive these nice horses.
Yeah, definitely. Like, just thankful for, like, the opportunities to drive them, but they're just nice mares. And Elia, she's a tough man. She just loves loves racing, and she just was on a mission on Saturday night.
Yeah, she's trained by Dennis Picker, and you've been working for Dennis for a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah, for about 10 months now, I think.
Yeah, and you've been enjoying it?
Yeah, definitely. It's been good being back at home too. So
yeah. So home for you is out near Young, isn't it?
Yeah, little town in Boorowa.
Yeah. Well, that's it's definitely been paying off for you since you've started working for Dennis. You're having your best season to date. You've driven 21 winners just this season, and you also were selected to compete in the Rising Stars series back in June. It's a big honour for these young drivers. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience, really. Like, got to travel around and drive on all the different tracks with a great group of young drivers, and just had a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, whereabouts did you finish in the tally? Because there's 10 drivers all up, isn't there?
Yeah, there's 10, I think, 4th or 5th.
Yeah, well, that's a good effort. Well, that's, very good. And well, before you worked for Dennis, you spent time working with James Rattray, who sort of helped you, you know, kick off your driving career, and you got the opportunity to work along some top horses like Ignatius. So what's that like for some of us that have never got the experience to have worked with such a nice horse?
Oh, it's fantastic. Like, just, he's just an unreal horse, and you love it. You want to wake up in the morning because you get to work with him. And he's had a fair few nice songs over the years, James.
Yeah.
He's definitely pretty special.
Yeah, I noticed you jumped in the photo on Breeders' Challenge Day when Ignatius made it 3 in a row in the Breeders' Challenge final. So he still must hold a special spot in your heart.
He's definitely probably one of the favourites.
Because how long did you work with James for?
I worked there for probably a bit over 2 years.
Okay, so you were basically, you know, with Ignatius from when he first started racing up here in New South Wales.
He came up and he was I was already there and got to work with him from day one, like when he came up to New South Wales. And then, yeah, got to see him just turn into a machine, really.
Yeah. Yeah, how exciting. Well, you've been given some great opportunities and now you've been campaigning in Queensland for a little while. How long have you been up there for with Dennis's horses?
It's almost 3 months now, so good holidays. But, going to go back home at the end of the month.
Yeah, okay. Are you homesick at all?
Not really, because I've heard about the weather down there.
Yeah, it's much cooler than what you're getting up in Queensland, that's for sure. You're driving today up there as well. You've got a couple of drives, Havana Moon and Gadda Rattle On in races 5 and 6 respectively. How are you expecting those horses to go?
Havana Moon's been low flying at the moment, just bad jaws and not a lot of luck. His last start was he broke the clock running home, and then he should be a good chance. So I'm not too sure about the other one. It won not long ago from that draw, so hopefully we can get a good run from there.
Yeah, drawn well in Barrier 2, Gadda Rattle On. And this Saturday night, you said you got some horses going around again. The field's on out, but who do you expect to have in racing?
Moana Beach will be racing up here. We'll be racing back at Menangle Saturday night. So just the one up here.
Okay, cool. All right. And how many horses have you been looking after since you've been up in Queensland?
I started off with 12 and then sold a couple. And when Dennis left, he took a few more home and I've been left with 3.
Okay, oh, that's all right. Not too many. I was going to say 12 on your own. That's a lot of hard work, but Dennis is with you at the start. Oh, that's good to hear. All right, Cody, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's an amazing feat to land that Metropolitan winner so early in your career, and best of luck for the rest of your campaign up in Queensland.
Thanks, Amanda.
Pleasure. So there you have it, Cody Rockenberger. She's only been driving for 2 years. She's driven 33 winners in her career, and this is certainly her best season to date. And yeah, she's been given some top opportunities, and you know, to be trusted to look after someone else's team interstate is a big honour for such a young driver. Cody's only 20 years old.
Yep, fantastic. To get that Sydney win under the belt, a huge effort.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You will do. I look forward to it, Cozzy.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales, 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.